Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny.
Big fan of the show.
You guys are great. I love listening to the show. You guys are the best.
Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
The kick and the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Right center field. Hap going back. Way back at the wall. He leaps and it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Goodbye. It's a grand slam home run for Michael Taylor into the basket in right center field with the wind blowing in on a day when no one could hit it out. Michael Taylor is in a grand slam here at the top of the eighth inning, and it's now the Nationals 5 and the Cubs nothing. Unbelievable.
It's the Nationals. The Nationals.
Everybody's from Charlie Flows, as heard on the Washington Nationals radio network right here on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. Grant and Danny live from the theater at MGM National Harbor for the Junkies Poker Open presented by Potomac Metals, your area recycler. You've tried the rest, now scrap with the best. Registration is still open, and it will be until well after the start at 11 o'clock of today's Poker Open. So come on by to play with the Junkies. Their 17th. Poker Open. What an amazing event. Congratulations to them. And congratulations to the Washington Nationals
still
for
dancing.
Forcing a Game 5. We get another day to talk about the baseball team in town that you guys love so much and that we are pulling for. Strasburg, 3 hits, 12 strikeouts, 2 walks, 7 scoreless, a masterpiece. A gem for the ages. Ryan Madsen pitches the 8th, worked around a walk with a strikeout. And then Sean Doolittle slammed the door with a perfect 3-up, 3-down 9th and a punchy. Dusty Baker didn't get cute. He went to his 8th inning arm that Mike Rizzo got him. He went to his 9th inning arm that Rizzo got him. I like that he went to Doolittle. I had a buddy text me last night and say, what do you think of Doolittle here? I'd like him to have length and be able to go multiple innings tomorrow. It had been a couple days since he pitched. I had no problem with that. It was a 5-run game, I understand. Those last 3 outs are tough to get, and I think you could still pitch him if you need to, an inning in a third, an inning in 2/3 tonight.
You could. I would have preferred he hadn't thrown. And I understand your perspective, and I get it. I'm not mad about it. It's not something I'm coming in, you know, fire and brimstone about. I wish he hadn't thrown. I'd like to be able to have Doolittle just in case for multiple innings tonight. And I feel like you may have negated that, throwing him in a 5-run game. But
you do have 3 starters at your disposal.
You've got arms, absolutely. But I'm thinking of my aces, so to speak. My 3 best, Kinsler, Madsen, Doolittle. If there was a way to save them, I would have loved it. But I like being cautious and worrying about tomorrow. Not being cautious and throwing, you know what I'm trying to say. Don't worry about the next day. You've got to get through
today. Doolittle only threw 12 pitches. He was in the strike zone. 9 of them were strikes. And that means to me that in a win or your season's over game, you probably could get an inning plus from him. The question is he going to be as sharp or as crisp? We can't answer that until tonight. I hope we get to find out. I hope he's on with a lead in the late innings. I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I'll take my chances with that. Couple notes real quick. This is just like that game last year. The Metro situation, it's a shebangus. Find another way to the ballpark. I'm going to keep reminding folks that throughout the day. I don't care who we blame for that. I don't know if you want to blame Metro, the learners, whatever. I don't care. Do not leave early. Get to the ballpark. Find a way to get there. Make other arrangements, whether it's biking, paddle boat across the Anacostia River, driving, whatever the hell else, Airbnb, stay with a friend. Get to the ballpark. Do not stream for the exits because it's a tie game kind of late.
And I don't even think we need to say that after last year.
I do too.
Honestly.
I'm with you.
Because nobody left. And I commend you guys for that. I mean, we should be past having to have this conversation. We just left Chicago, where they've had 100-plus years of baseball, Wrigley Field, which is an amazing sports town and an amazing ballpark. And I think that what I experienced in Game 1 and Game 2 at Nats Park rivaled what we saw
100%.
In terms of in-game at Wrigley Field. So that is a credit to you guys who rock your red, who go out to the ballpark. But you're right. It's unacceptable to tell me you had to leave because of the Metro. There are cabs. There are Ubers. There's a thing on Twitter where you can hashtag NatsRide. I think they're doing that again.
They're doing that. But
people
yeah.
are carpooling. Frankly, it's not fair to you, and it's ridiculous
it
that
stinks.
The Metro is not going to be open. It's part of why I am so frustrated with this town during big sports events like this. This is not our fault, but it's what we've got to deal with. So don't leave the game. Figure it out. And together, let's make sure in the ninth inning we are loud and we do what we got to do to hold up our end of the bargain. Chelsea Jane to the Washington Post covers the Nationals. She'll be with us at 10:45. FP Santangelo, one of the voices behind Nationals baseball and one of the faces on Masson you see every single night, will be with us at 11:30. Right here on Grant and Danny. We want to get to the phones for the first time today. The Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open after a victorious Game 4. Let's hear from you guys at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. The question we're asking you is, you get a chance to talk to Steven Strasburg or Michael Taylor today. What are you saying to them? I'll go first. I would choose to talk to Strass, and I would say to him, thank you. Thank you, first and foremost, for pitching this team to a Game 5. Thank you for being nearly perfect when you had no margin for error. Thank you for, in a game in which your lineup provided all of 5 total hits over 9 innings and 1 unearned run other than the Taylor Grand Slam, for not at any point giving in. For that 7th inning, bottom half the frame, Cubs at the plate, all they need's a run. You bared down and you just dropped one changeup out of the strike zone, one breaking ball into the dirt after another to strike out some really good hitters. That was one of my favorite half innings, one of my favorite pitching frames I've seen in years, as Strasburg eclipsed the 100 pitch mark on a day in which he wasn't feeling well to strike out the side and get to 12 Ks and to tie the division series record for the number of strikeouts in a DS. Thank you for that masterpiece, and thank you for proving the narrative incorrect that was that, you know, whatever, all these people and John Feinstein on our station otherwise, well, this guy, you know, he didn't pitch in the playoffs, they shut him down. We still hear about that this many years later. It wasn't available the last time. He is never going to be mentally tough. He earned some of that, but over the last few years has steadily gotten more mentally tough. People just refuse to update their file on this guy who's had an outstanding career, who's probably at this point underrated, and I hope that legacy-defining start yesterday, that legacy-altering outing, changes the narrative a little bit. Congratulations to you. Thank you, and I hope that your teammates get your back today and make it mean even more with a Game 5 win.
Well said. Best pitcher in the world, second half of the season. The best pitcher on the planet the second half of this season. In Major League Baseball, all over the planet. Lots of people pick things up and throw them. He's the best in the world at it this second half of the year. And he's been proving that these first couple starts. I'll talk to Michael A. Taylor, if you don't mind. Can I speak to Michael A. Taylor real quick?
Get him on the phone.
Hey, Michael A., Danny Ruhier, 106.7 The Fan. Good to talk with you, bud. I believe you when it wasn't cool. And this is one of the times where I feel vindicated. I feel great about myself because last year I kept screaming that Dusty was doing you a disservice hitting you leadoff. You got in your head. You tried to do something that you weren't. What you are is a guy that should hit 6th or 7th in a great lineup and provide some strikes. You should be the guy that hits the ball out of the yard once a week. You should be a guy that steals a bag, plays a great center field, and is exciting and dynamic. Michael A. Taylor, when nobody else believed in you, your boy did. You see why I believed in you? Because you got the tools and you got the talent. The only thing you're lacking is a consistent hit tool, meaning the ability to make consistent contact and be a high average hitter. That's okay. There are other ways to impact the baseball game. And look at you making those impacts in this series, playing a great center field, running down balls all over the place, the former infielder, turnout fielder. You are an athlete. You are a young star. You had a 26 and 22 pace this year in terms of home runs and stolen bases. Do that, bro. Do that. You be you. Don't worry about going up there taking pitches and trying to work counts and this, that, and the other thing. No. This is what you are, a threat. You be a threat, and you keep doing you. Here's a hearty pat on the buttocks for me because I believe in you, young man. Go get it.
Chelsea Janes at 10:45, about 18 minutes from now. Your calls are next. Line them up, Nats fans. One of the biggest wins in franchise history last night. Phone lines should be chock full. We'll get to your thoughts next. 800-636-1067. What would you tell Strass? What would you tell Michael Taylor? How you feeling after a dramatic grand slam and a 5-0 shutout win behind a guy that was being questioned much of yesterday? You are listening to your flagship home for the Nationals, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.